Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage present Best Served Cold by Yvonne Wheeler.
But I've taken the liberty of ordering us some champagne.
Wow, proper fizz. Are we celebrating or commiserating something?
Isn't champagne for every occasion? Didn't Bollinger once say, I drink champagne when I'm happy and when I'm sad. And when I have company, I consider it obligatory. So have a glass.
Well, cheers to that, Ava.
Cheers. Make sure you look me in the eyes. I'm not risking 7 years of bad sex.
It's too late for me.
I'll tell Robert you said that.
He knows. That's why for my last birthday he bought me a rampant rabbit. It has been rampant too.
What are you like? It's so lovely to see you.
I know. It's been ages. Too long, in fact. I've been trying to reach out to see how you are. I was so sorry to hear about you and Barrett. I thought you guys were made for each other. What a bastard.
Thanks for all your text messages, Mia. I just needed some time. I'm doing okay, I guess. It took a while, but now, well, Barrett is dead to me.
Oh, that sounds final, Ava. I'm so glad you seem okay. You are okay, aren't you? I've been so worried about you. I know it can't have been easy.
No, it wasn't. There were times when I felt so low that I wondered what the point of it all was. But I knew deep down it was Barrett that should suffer, not me. He's the one who has to live with himself after everything he's done. It's taken a while, but I feel I've moved on. I'm not giving Barrett any more rent space in my head.
You know you could have rung me at any time. I would have listened. You didn't have to go through it all on your own.
I know. Thanks, Mia. You're a good friend. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about happier things. How are you?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. Robert's still a right royal pain in the arse. But can't live with him, can't live without him. Mind you, to be fair, I could live without him, but he couldn't live without me. Well, for one thing, he couldn't find a bleeding thing.
Well, that's meant for you. How's Scarlett? How old is she now?
Oh, she's 5. Can you believe it? God knows where the time has gone. She is gorgeous. I know that's what all mums say, but she really is. Let me show you a picture.
Well, she's certainly distinctive looking.
Oh, here, let me show you some more. She's probably not very good in that light. Here.
Well, would you say she takes after Robert?
Well, she does have his fair skin and his red hair. We're hoping she'll grow out of her eczema, and that birthmark's barely noticeable at all now.
Are you still enjoying being a stay-at-home mum or champing at the bit to get back to work?
I change my mind every day. Sometimes I think it would be great to have a conversation with someone with a more advanced vocabulary than a 5-year-old. Talking about Robert when I say that. Then I think about the stresses of working and having constant deadlines to meet. At least my days are my own. Well, apart from running after Scarlett and Robert, that is. How's your job going?
Every day I feel like quitting, but somehow I am still there. I've been there 20 years. I probably would have got less time for murder.
You look great, by the way. I love your dress. Is it new?
No, I've had it ages. I have you to thank, actually, for how new it looks. That washing powder you recommended worked miracles. As you said, it really does get rid of stains.
Well, I'm glad I could be of some help. What did you manage to spill on yourself?
Oh, just some blood, but there was a lot of it.
Oh, my God. What did you do to yourself? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. You know, with some cuts, they're just real bleeders. Anyway, now you can't see the blood. It's like it never happened.
I saw Stacey the other day. She told me she never knew about you and Barrett. And if she had, she never would have agreed to go out with him.
Yeah, right. Do you actually believe her?
Well, I do. She seems sincere enough.
Well, she's welcome to what remains of him.
What remains of him? What do you mean?
Oh, what do they say? She's welcome to my sloppy seconds.
Oh.
And come to think of it, they were very sloppy.
How are you managing to stay so positive after everything?
Well, you know what they say. Revenge is a dish that's served cold. I got my revenge on Barrett.
What did you do? Rotting fish in the hem of the curtains. No, behind the radiator, yeah? Cutting off the legs from his Prada suits. a scratch down the side of his new Mazda. Or did you sell his precious golf clubs?
No, nothing like that, Mia. But all great ideas. Let me make a note of them should I need them in the future.
How did you manage to find out about Barrett and Stacey? Did Barrett tell you?
Of course not. Barrett is far too gutless for that. I walked in on them. I left work early and found them in our bed.
Oh,
for one thing, I had no idea how athletic Barrett could be in bed.
Oh, I don't know how you can even joke about it.
Well, if you don't laugh, you cry. And I've done enough crying over Barrett.
Did you manage to get the deposit back for your wedding?
Some of it. It was in the contract that they would keep the deposit if the wedding were cancelled. I didn't think to take out insurance. It was my dream wedding in my dream location with someone I thought I'd spend the rest of my life with. Anyway, Barrett told me to keep all the money. Guilt. That's the only reason.
Oh, that's the very least he could do.
I used the money to go on holiday. They say you can't run away from your problems, and that's true, but it did help.
Where did you end up going?
Greece. I was a typical tourist, even down to sleeping with a Greek waiter.
Oh.
I read to get over someone, you had to get under someone. So that's what I did. Oh, I can't even tell you his name. Such a cliche. I know, but it was amazing.
Really?
I could barely walk by the morning. About walking like John Wayne. It was built like a horse. Oh,
stop it, Ava. You're outrageous. I know today would have been your wedding day.
I can't tell you how humiliating it was calling off the wedding. Having to contact everyone, the sound of sympathy in people's voices when I told them, it was enough to make me want to scream. Barrett did nothing, of course. Left it all to me to sort out as usual. I had to return all the presents and contact the venues. I can't begin to tell you how much I hated him at that time.
Can you imagine? You poor thing.
Mind you, some of the presents I was glad to send back. My Aunt Gloria completely ignored the wedding list and sent an atrocious garden ornament instead.
Oh,
between Frankenstein's monster and the Venus de Milo. And that's making it sound better than it was. I swear, she must have picked it up from some dead boy.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to the loo. That champagne has gone right through me. Order another bottle when I'm gone.
How much did you have to drink before I got here?
Only a couple of doubles. Don't look at me like that. I needed something to take the edge off. on that gold. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who me
to fire? What? He's missing. I can't believe this. Barrett is missing.
What?
Barrett is missing. It says here on my phone.
Well, that can't be right. He's probably gone off somewhere with his mates. Had too much to drink and is sleeping it off in a ditch somewhere.
No. This article makes it sound a lot more serious than that.
Maybe Stacey has seen through him and done him in.
Oh, Ava, don't even joke about it. Last time I saw them, they were having a massive row in the street. Oh, I hope he's okay. I know he was a complete git, but even so.
I wouldn't be surprised if he cheated on her as well. He does have a reputation for it. What were they arguing about?
Well, I don't know for sure. I heard your name mentioned, and Stacey was calling him every name under the sun.
Well, anyway, enough about Barrett. He's history. Oh, can you please tell Robert thanks for lending me the wood chipper? It worked a treat. I wasn't sure it would. I was worried about it getting jammed up. I wasn't sure how much and what you could put through it.
Well, did you get everything done you needed to? I know you said you were going to have a good clear out.
I did. I feel so much better for getting rid of the dead wood. I even gave the wood chipper a good clean so it's like new again.
Oh, I'm sure Robert will be pleased. He takes more care of that thing than he does of me.
The wood chipper made a lovely path in my garden. You'll have to see it. It'll make a nice change for me not to be the one that's walked all over.
Blow, rip, rip, wood chip, turn it into paper, throw it in the bin, no news today. Nightmare dreaming, can't you hear the screaming? Change or ice or more decay.
Best Served Cold was directed by Karen Buchanan. Mia was played by Tess Townsend. Ava was played by Laura Crow. Music was courtesy of Gloria Gaynor and John Williamson. Sound effects were by Series 2000. Edited by Glyn Jones. Produced by Upstage Surrey. Local entertainment for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.